This is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Today I'm talking to Dick Amper. This is Long Island News Radio, and we have a very interesting guest, and he's been an advocate for many important issues, and mainly the Pine Barrens from way back. But recently we have had Dick Amper make an opinion on the water crisis on Long Island. That's why I asked him to come in. Dick, we have a water crisis on Long Island, or a potential water crisis?
We're in the midst of an actual crisis. It's ongoing now. Most Long Islanders do not know that we draw all of our water from underground aquifers. They're like reservoirs beneath our feet. But out of sight is out of mind in most cases, so we don't pay very much attention.
You know, it always amazed me that we can take water from the underneath our feet, and we know that we're putting it in through cesspools and everything else. But the premise was that it's a sandy soil and that it has a self-filtering mechanics to it. I find that a little hard to buy.
Well, you're right, and you do understand this better than most folks. It can only deal with so much, principally of nitrogen. Nitrogen is produced by waste, mostly human waste, and also by fertilizers. Yes, we do have pesticides and volatile organic compounds in water, but the number one problem facing Long Island, you might guess it with 3 million people on the island, is the number two. And so it is a big problem. We're seeing a 200% increase in the amount of nitrogen in the Magathy Aquifer. That's where most of our water comes from, our drinking water.
I'm a little confused on what you said there. You said the sand is effective in removing the nitrogen.
Well, it would be effective if it were just you and I that was contaminating it. We've got 3 million people living on Long Island. 70% of the people in Suffolk are not connected to sewer systems, some 30% in Nassau County. And so that water is coming directly out of our homes and into cesspools or septic tanks. And in fact, putting that concentration of human waste into the ground is ultimately going to impact the environment, and it is. We're seeing a 200% increase.
I've been an advocate of having better sewers or more sewers. Mm-hmm. But there's another thing that happens. We bring that sewerage out to an outfall pipe after it's been treated, and now we create another problem someplace else. Isn't that true?
Well, it is true. We need to get it out of our drinking water. We need to get it out of our coastal waters, where we're having terrible algae blooms and other results of this nitrogen pollution. But the answer is we really need an outfall pipe that would take it pretty far away. And the better thing to do would be to reduce the amount of nitrogen we're allowing to get into that groundwater in the first place. And that's what we're working toward.
I mean, people have to go to a laboratory.
We're not going to ensure. We are fairly demanding of the population, but we do not ask them not to go to the bathroom. we're a little more reasonable than that.
And since so many of us are full of crap anyway, it's really and the dead.
And just listening to this radio station, I would. And now I'm part of it. So
now you're part of it. Okay. Now at least we level the field a little bit.
But the answer to your question, and it is a good one, is what do you do about that? And the answer is we do need to filter it. We do need to capture it in nitrogen removing technology that is only now developing. We need to make sure that our major sewage treatment plants are functioning at full capacity. We're getting compliance from the ones that are run by government, but the ones that are run by private communities that were built when the subdivision was built and have now been turned over to the community organization to run are not meeting the discharge standard. So what we really need is a piece of state legislation that does just two things. One, it sets limits to how much nitrogen can be discharged, and it also provides some level of government that provides that those rules and regulations are being adhered to.
You know, Dick, I was my family has business interests up in Maine.
Uh-huh.
And I had the pleasure of meeting a man named Jesse Ware, who invented a disposal system that was adopted by the Navy. And what you get out of that is a very compacted, burnable mass while the water is extracted at drinkable levels. So
you say his name was Ware?
Ware, Jesse Ware.
So he must have been very aware of the problem, huh?
When I met him, he was 87 years old.
Wow.
And he was a born genius. He was just one of those guys who ruminates about a number of things, and this is what he came up with. And he sold that system to the cruise ship lines that went into Alaska, because Alaska says you can no longer dump your crap in our water.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, we won't come to Alaska. And the governor of Alaska at the time was not Palin. He told them, well, find another Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there are no more other Alaskas. That is.
That's true.
So they bought the equipment that was necessary to clean up their ships because they couldn't store and all that wastewater.
Right.
Economically, it paid for them to process it.
Gotcha.
And burn it. And you actually burn the residue, but the residue was relatively small.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Well, that's exactly what the plan is now, is to discover new nitrogen-removing technologies. In fact, because Long Island is the first federally designated sole-source aquifer, the only place we can get our water is from beneath our feet, this is the ideal place for technology to be developed for us, but then it is marketable because this problem is being faced all around the country, and because we're the first mature suburb, we've got to overcome the problem first.
Well, you know, I've always told people who left this region to go to, say, Virginia or someplace else, wait 10 years. You'll be talking about the same things we're talking about.
You are absolutely right. It's going to happen everywhere. We're just facing it first. We got 3 million people on an island surrounded by water. That's the definition of an island. And it's only logical that we should discover it. But we didn't, because we didn't know where it was coming from. We didn't see it beneath our feet, that the human activity was causing the problem. And now the canary in the coal mine that's really telling us that we have to wake up
is
of the surface waters that are becoming contaminated. Now we see our bays and our estuaries heavily contaminated, losing fish stock, losing clams and other seafood.
Well,
and now we're saying we better do something about this.
I grew up in Howard Beach, which is right on Jamaica Bay.
Yep.
In those days, almost everybody who lived near the canals dumped their raw sewage right in.
Mm-hmm.
They had catch basins, which catch the heavy stuff, and then all of effluent would go out into the thing. They made that sewage. The city of New York sewered that many years ago, about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the bay has been unbelievably different. The fish and the crabs and even lobsters come into Jamaica Bay now.
You know, our ecological systems are very resilient. They'll come back if you give them a chance. But I think we're just so overdeveloped, and we are just so beyond the carrying capacity of the island environmentally, that we've got to help Mother Nature out a little bit here.
Oh, I totally agree. And you know, governments don't want to do anything anymore. They, you know, governments are not the governments that you know and I knew from many years ago, where they said, this is our job. This is a mega project that can't be done by Dick Amper's wealth or my wealth, because we ain't got that much. But but besides that, all the individuals don't build mega systems that are required for a modern society.
And you're right. Government wants to do nothing. Most 98% of
them. No, they want to get reelected.
Well, that's it. But 98% of them know that they do get reelected just because they're incumbents. And all they want to do is avoid doing anything that might upset anybody. And as a result, many of them do nothing at all. Not always true here on Long Island, but Congress is the worst for it. We see complete paralysis and inaction. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's people who don't want to take on the problem.
Don't tell me about that, because I don't care what your stripe is.
Right.
Nobody's happy.
No, and nobody is. We've got now a 17% approval rating of the members of Congress. The public is really pretty much had it up to here, and the problems are getting greater that government needs to take on.
We're going to continue that theme in the next segment, Dick. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking. And we're talking to Dick Amper. He is the director of the Pine Barrens.
That's correct.
Society. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.